This is HPR episode 2382 entitled, A Non-Spoilery Review of Git Commit Murder and Forever Falls by Michael Warren Lucas. It is hosted by 5150 and is about 9 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, I met Mike Lucas at Kansas Linux Fest 2017 and review a couple of his novels.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Howdy, folks. This is 5150 for Hacker Public Radio. I want to start out with an apology. You guys haven't heard me for more than a year. I've had a particular topic I've been wanting to do for that long, but it is so ridiculous. You'll know it when it comes out, that I felt it required a particular spirited attitude, and every time I've got into that spirit, I'm an old man now, and pretty much has come up, I'm going to go to bed now and do this a different time. So that's really my only excuse. This is not the podcast I wanted to reintroduce myself to HPR with, or that I'd planned to. I mean, let's not say don't want, because this is going to be good, I think. This is just kind of by way of explanation why you haven't heard from me in a while. This is my non-spoilery review of the novels Git Commit Murder and Forever Falls by Michael Warren Lucas. I met Michael at Kansas Linux Fest 2017 last spring, where he was a speaker. Turns out we've probably been walking past each other at the halls at PenguinCon for the last 3 years that I've attended without knowing. Michael's a BSD guy and one of us, as well as being an open source advocate. He works professionally as a systems admin and network engineer. And he brought some books to KLF, so I bought his text, SSH Mastery, mainly because I've never been able to get a handle on reverse IP tunneling, and there was a chapter on that, and also networking for systems administrators. But he also does fiction novels, so I bought his latest one at the time, Git Commit Murder. Now, verifying his link on Amazon, I saw something posted in July, something about Shambling. So I think he's done a zombie novel I'm certainly very interested in acquiring. But because I was a good customer, Michael also threw in Forever Falls for free. I'll start with Git Commit Murder, which takes place at a BSD convention. The gathering in the novel is slightly less informal than the Linux conferences I've attended, because the conference is targeted at the users, contributors, and managers of the fictional Sky BSD. Our protagonist, Detroit native Dale Whitehead, has come to Canada to deliver a talk on his mesh networking project. The conference is disrupted when attendees start to die in what appear to be unrelated accidents. Now, Dale is unwilling to accept these deaths as accidents, and puts his analytical mind to discovering the killer. But he also employs his hacking skills, having already created an admin account on the host university's server within minutes of checking in. And this makes him understandably reluctant to discuss his theories with authorities until he has positively identified a culprit. And the SkyBSD community is not without contention. A significant number of contributors want to move from Subversion to Git for version control, and just as many are vehemently opposed. Also, the recent release of candid photos meant to embarrass a contributor has many calling for a code of conduct and the banning of violators. Others think this is just going too far. Dale has to contemplate whether either of these is reason for murder, or perhaps this is just a struggle by the old guard who is not ready to surrender leadership to a younger generation. I have to admit, at first it was hard to get to like Michael's protagonist, Dale Whitehead. Through no fault of his own, Dale suffers from extreme form of attention deficit disorder, which requires medication and causes him to actively shun the company of other people. The same affliction allows him to really get into the zone when programming, also makes being in crowds a fresh hell for Dale. He is in constant terror that some aberrant behavior on his part will reveal his condition to his companions, and he really finds it much easier to deal with other humans via email or IRC. And it's clear through the novel that Michael Lucas has some understanding of the condition, either via research or probably contact with someone who suffers ADD. I noted at least one character in the story seemed to me to bear a passing resemblance to a familiar conference fixture in real life. And Michael told me the sequel might be set at an open source / sci-fi convention in a city, near the Great Lakes. Time will tell if the Tuesday afternoon Solaris overview or a kilt-wearing organizer will make an appearance. The second novel, Forever Falls, is also a mystery, and it's also a sci-fi story. L. Forcourt is a recruit right out of college for the Montague Corporation. As a corporate security officer, she is assigned to investigate the death of a Montague research scientist at the Free Fall installation. In the course of the novel, you learn that Montague has proprietary technology that allows them to portal into other universes or dimensions where the laws of physics are different from those of our universe. In Free Fall, gravity runs parallel to the surface of the world. In other words, you don't fall down. You fall sideways. And with no ground to stop you, if you fall forever. Montague has a research facility built into the cliff. With gravity traveling sideways, the surface of the planet appears to be an endless cliff. Above the facility is a huge metal awning to deflect falling boulders. On top of this awning is where the security team discovers the body of Dr. Devin Grouper. The damage to the body suggests Dr. Grouper impacted with terminal velocity. Even taking into account the lighter gravity of free fall, constant acceleration means that terminal velocity is governed by air resistance. And Montague does use airships for transport, but there are no records of how Grouper could have secured transportation and a pilot to wind up smashed on the awning without a ship going missing. Thus, Security Second Ella Forcourt is assigned to the case. Forever Falls is but one in a series of Montague Portal novels by Michael Lucas. I look forward to reading the rest of the series. And if you will look in the show notes, there is a link to the Amazon page for Michael Warren Lucas's novels. And I really encourage you to go there and check it out and pick some up. I think you'll like them. Okay, this has been 5150 for Hacker Public Radio. As always, I can be contacted with feedback from this episode or more directly if you want to go to 5150 at linuxbasement.com. You can contact me there. That's 5150 all written out in letters, not 5150 numerically. Okay, well, I hope this has made you interested in the works of Michael Warren Lucas, and I hope you check them out and give them a read. And that's all I have for today. Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.